Bringing in defenseman Riley Cook for the Steele County Blades, comes out of Rochester, Minnesota, your current hometown, as we have it listed here, Riley. But a little bit of background. You said a military family, so you've been in a scenario where you've moved around a lot?
Right. I've been moving around pretty much my entire life. I was born in El Paso, Texas, and then I've kind of bounced everywhere from Hawaii to Virginia and Montana and just felt everywhere in between.
Okay. My mother or father in the military?
My father was. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he retired, I think, when I was 8 or 9, and then my parents got divorced shortly after that, so been living with my mom since then.
All right, and like you say, bouncing around a lot, and I guess you kind of get used to that, and maybe and it sounds like junior hockey, you've moved around a little bit and played on some different teams as well. Do you kind of like how things have gone in that sense of moving around a lot of different places and playing for some different teams?
Yeah, I think it's helped me a lot as a person and as a player. I get a lot of different perspectives, and I've gotten to meet a lot of really interesting people and made a lot of really good friends along the way. So I don't think I would change it.
Okay. And you mentioned Hawaii in there. I doubt there was any hockey for you in Hawaii.
No, there was. We lived about 15 minutes away from the one rink on any of the islands. So I played it in a house league there while we lived there.
Okay. So that brings – are there a lot of people who play? Granted, enough for a league, but how what would you say about hockey in Hawaii?
I mean, I haven't been back in a long time, but it was it was a little brutal, but it was cool that they had it at all. So
yeah.
It was definitely one of the coolest hockey experiences I think I have is going to the beach right after practice. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's kind of crazy. And you've played hockey in a number of different places. What about a junior career? You tell me this is your fourth year of junior hockey. Where have you played some of your junior hockey, Riley?
So I started in Rochester, Minnesota, and then after that I went to Missoula, Montana for a little bit. Then I went to Austin, and I was a practice player with the Bruins.
Okay.
And then I went down to Texas, and I played a few games there before I got hurt last season. I had to have surgery. And then after that, I came here to Owatonna and been here ever since. So.
Are you healthy? Surgery take care of your issues?
Yeah, no, I just had a tailbone issue. I was about 6 months last year, but feeling a lot better.
So some different kinds of junior hockey. How do you like how this team is going right now and the cohesion and the chemistry here for the Blades?
Yeah, no, I think we definitely have a really good group of guys in the room, and I think that it took a little bit because, you know, we have a lot of guys that weren't maybe experienced in junior hockey before, so I think it was a little bit of a culture shock, but I think everyone in the room is kind of pushing really hard right now, and I think we're starting to kind of get into the groove of things.
Some of the wins the Blades have picked up have been some good wins, certainly beating the Blue Ox most recently, as we're talking here, only a couple of days after beating the Minnesota Blue Ox, and I guess the first win for the franchise over the Blue Ox, and a great game. Tell me about the game a little bit.
No, I thought we played really well. We didn't have the best start, I think, and that's one of the things that we need to work on as a team, but we were able to kind of find a way to push through it. We took a lot of penalties, but they did too. So
yeah.
I think that things were pretty balanced out there. They played a good game, but I think JB and Net, he played really well, and he kind of held us in there at the end. I think he had like 45 saves or something. So it was just a good team game all around.
Yeah, Josh Brown was the netminder for that win over the Blue Ox. When you look at the potential of this team, what is it that the team, as you say, some guys with maybe not a lot of junior experience and some people from all over the world, so everyone's kind of coming together. What's going to be a key to have a good run, maybe move up the standings a little bit here in the balance of the season?
I think it's just consistency from everyone because, like we've shown it, we can play against the top teams in this division, and I think it's one of the best divisions in the USPHL, and
okay.
I think that it's just finding that balance between getting too high and too low, and I think consistency, if we can find a way to stay on that one level throughout the whole year and not dip down again, then I think we'll be all right.
When some of the guys that are newer need some advice or something happens with you being one of the veterans, and there are a number of veterans, of course, on this team, what do you tell guys, or what's the go-between to kind of help out the ones that are still getting their feet wet?
I think it's just kind of having some empathy for guys, like knowing that you've been in their shoes before and kind of knowing how they feel and making sure that they know that and like they feel reassured that they're being heard and that they're not the only ones going through stuff, because it is really hard to come in, you know, right away and try and make an impact in your first year. So I think kind of helping those guys out a little bit is a big part of, you know, being a veteran and being part of the leadership corps.
And Riley, what got you started in hockey?
My mom, actually, when she was living in Columbus, Ohio, she saw a Cottonmouths game before the Blue Jackets were there.
Oh,
and so
all right.
Then she had me a few years later, and my brother hated hockey. She tried to get him into it. And, you know, I loved it right away. She got me skating when I was 3, and then I think I started hockey when I was 4 or 5. And
Ohio?
No, I think I started in Virginia.
All right.
And then pretty much everywhere I ever went, she made sure there was a team there.
Yeah, well, even Hawaii, as it turns out, when you played maybe at a little older level. And then what do you love about hockey? What do you like about the game?
I think, you know, for me mostly it's like the camaraderie with the guys off the ice. And, you know, as much as I love winning, as much as I want to win, I think it's the most important part of this is, you know, trying to get yourself better off the ice too, and make these like lasting friendships, because, you know, that's what's really going to matter down the road is, you know, who you have on your side and who you have friends with.
Very cool. And then finally, Riley, is this your final year, or do you have more potential for junior hockey?
I have one more year of eligibility, but next year I'm going to be going to college at Williston State in North Dakota.
Okay. And Williston State, do they have hockey? Will you play hockey there?
Yeah, they have a ACHA D2 team, so I'll be going there and then probably transferring out after a year. So.
Riley Cook played hockey in a number of different places. Certainly be able to check off North Dakota here pretty soon as well. Riley, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Riley Cook.